You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, and Genesis chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat." Then Genesis chapter 3, verse 17 to 19. And unto Adam he said, "Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return." You will notice that in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 16, Adam had no need to struggle for food. Food was basic. Food was available because God created him. God did not create man to look for food. Brethren, does it make sense that God will create us to just come on earth and look for food? Did you know that basically, majority of people in the world today are living for food? That's why you hear statements like, "I'm working now to make my ends meet." Everything is about eating. He said, "I'm trying so that I can put hand in my mouth." The whole thing is all about eating. God didn't create us. In fact, all our schooling, all our looking for job, all the effort, all the economic policies is just all about eating. That is to tell you that man has missed it somewhere. The sin and the fall of Adam was what necessitated that he had to eat out of the sweat, his own sweat. That was not the way he was designed. When he was created, food was available for him to eat. He was not to look for food. He was not to struggle for food. Brethren, it is actually living under a curse to live your life struggling to eat. I tell you the truth, that's not how we are designed by the Lord to live. And so what has Jesus done? In Christ Jesus, the Bible says, "Cursed is he that is hung on the tree." Jesus became a curse for us, and he took away the curse away. So how are we supposed to live in the new covenant? Jesus said to us, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." He said all these things. What are those things? What to eat, what to drink, where to live, what to wear. He said, all these things shall be added unto you. You will discover that we have been restored back to that state where we do not essentially live for food. Now, don't get me wrong. Work in itself is not wrong because God told Adam to work, to dress the garden. But laboring for the meat that perish, God didn't intend man to do that. So you will see a scripture that says, "He who does not work should not eat." That scripture is addressing laziness. People who don't want to work, but who are eating what others are just simply providing. But essentially, God didn't create us to come and live a life on earth just to look for food. Once you now come to know Jesus and your life is lived and it aligns with the kingdom of God, I've been hoping that believers will really understand this, that you are struggling for food, not because the economy is bad. We acknowledge it is bad, but you are struggling for food because your life is not aligned with the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Even when you lack in the kingdom, we call it abasing. We can abound and we can abase, but we are created to live for God, not to look for food. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. Until next time, God bless you.